I'm going to back up again as well. And when you're sitting on a panel at the front and you're looking out into the community and you see a smattering of business people that you deal with every day, and these business people had made it quite clear to me that we want progress, we want something to go on that property, we just don't want this. How could I look at them and say, there's 300 people in this room, 280 of these people don't want this project to go through, but I'm going to jam it down your throat and you're going to like it. I'm not that type of person. So I basically said, no, we're not going to put this through. And that stopped the project. It was a complete shock to all four of my colleagues sitting on the stage with me, and a complete shock to my wife, to the family. My wife also knew that I spoke from my heart.
You did what you believed you had to do, and congratulate you for that. But you've paid a price for this.
Yes.
Both before and after the vote.
Yep. My wife and I had gone into some local merchants after the first go-around with this, and there were some people that weren't unhappy and made that quite clear. Probably didn't really appreciate me spending money in their store, and was very calm and just walked out and was very cautious about which stores I would go into after that, just because there's one or two in the community that don't know how to deal with their emotions doesn't mean that the entire community is painted that way. Felt quite comfortable in going to the other stores that were quite happy to have me purchase product and help support their lifestyle.
Hall Pacific has, of course, pulled out of town completely. They're not going to go ahead with this project in any way, shape, or form, despite the fact that they told the community clearly at the beginning that they would not build something the community did not want, which most people, myself included, they wanted to build the mall. They didn't hang around. How do you feel about that?
I'm disappointed. My feeling was if they stuck around and said that they were willing to adapt their plans, I would have been wrong, and they did indeed hear the community. If they did as I expected them to, and they have, clearly they didn't hear the community and they were just going to leave. I have a little bit of experience with developers. I have one business partner who's been a developer for years. And two things that I've learned over the years is that sometimes councils don't put things through that developers want. And developers will ask for whatever it is that they want and hope for the best. Those developers who are true to the community and actually want to stay will come up with an alternative while they're standing there. They would have come prepared and had in hand, here's our alternative. What do you think about this? Is there some way we can work this out? This company didn't come with an alternative, and to me, that basically said, we're out.
You know, we've talked about council being elected in part to promote economic growth. Then this project was vehemently opposed by many people in town who also claim to favor development and investment. Where does this leave City Council?
It leaves us with a lot of work. I've been having meetings with people in the community who want to see a project go ahead. I'm going to continue to work with people who actually have positive ideas, the wherewithal to put together a project that's made in Revelstoke. Now that we have the public engaged, that we carry on. We can't sit on our laurels and say, okay, well, we stopped this project. And for those on the no side who've sat back and have been gloating, saying, well, we stopped this project, that's great. I challenge all of those people to come forward. And I made that challenge not only at the public hearing, but in the meetings that I met with people prior to the public hearing, saying two things. I had two questions for them was, first of all, how can we make this project work? And secondly, if this project will not work, what are our alternatives? Don't come to me just saying no. Come to me with some options. Let's put those on the table and see where we go from here. So I think we're at that point now, David, where we're going to go forward. We're going to have some incredible ideas come out of this group who said no to this project. I'm confident that we're actually able to put together a project that not only will Mr. Platt be comfortable with on his property, but that the community will say, hey, awesome. Let's go forward. We need this. We need that tax base. We need some development. We need to go forward. And now's the time for those who said no to put their money where their mouth is. Let's put this project together.
Can you give us an idea of what kind of project we're talking about here?
At this point in time, I can't, because I haven't had some specific ideas come forward. I've just had this group of people saying, we're going to work with you and we're going to put this together. I don't want to say too much more about that or who the principal's in this until I know that we've got something put together and they're comfortable in coming forward and letting the community know that we're working on this as a group.
Fair enough. This is a major deal for us. I mean, we need the investment and we need new people. The next census is next year. I fully expect it's going to show us below 7,000 people.
And I won't disagree with that. We need this. As I stated in the public hearing, if we don't have the tax base, we're not going to be able to keep up the level of service that we enjoy now. So we need to have some development. So it's not that this property, that they will never be developed. It needs to be developed and it needs to be done soon. And my challenge to the community is I've got 3 years left. I want to see some progress on this. In fact, I would love to see some things completed in that 3-year period. Let's do this, and we will.
Do you think we need an economic development strategy?
Well, we might need to update what we've, so many hours of work have been put in there. I've actually had residents bring that up to me, that we need to update some of the stuff and to update the retail strategy and to update maybe the OCP and the community plan. So we need to look at those as a whole and go forward. And we're going to start in the Economic Development Committee, see if there's some appetite to make some changes going forward.
All right. Gary Soles, thank you very much.
Thanks, David. Thanks, Sean. Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.